Getting the attention of elected officials is not always easy, especially for those without an organized and well-funded lobbying effort. That's especially true for people with developmental disabilities and their families and supporters. But an online course is being offered to teach those skills. The New York State Partners in Policymaking is offering the course, along with Cornell University and Starbridge Incorporated of Rochester. Carol Blessing is the program director with Partners in Policymaking.
The Partners in Policymaking online course is a leadership development curriculum that is designed to support individuals with disabilities and their family members to learn about the kind of legislation that affects people with disabilities across the United States and to identify areas of interest that they may personally have or feel a strong penchant for, you know, around the disability issues so that they can begin to think about advocating and making a difference. So a big part of the course is to just build skills and information and help individuals to kind of focus in on a policy-related issue and then think about and contact legislators, local politicians, folks that can actually do something in support of the policy or in support of some changes that folks are interested in making.
How do you get a lawmaker's attention? They face so many issues, so much lobbying in the course of a day, in the course of a session. How do you get the attention of a legislator?
Sometimes the easiest way to do it is literally drop an email. We've been lucky in the past to have email responses replied to, and we've actually had folks, members of the legislature, actually speak to our class. Other times when they're in session, we might show up and we make appointments and during appointed times sit with legislators and talk about a particular issue. One of the skill sets that we train in the partners course is how do you talk to a legislator? How do you get that kind of attention? How do you take 3 minutes and make it a really powerful and impactful one?
And how do you do that? How do you take that little window that you're given and really make it worthwhile?
Well, some of it's practice, 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 right? We actually work with the partners to refine their thinking, to really focus in on what is the issue, why is it important to you? So it's kind of like being a journalist, right? It's who, what, where, when, and why. And they practice. They literally write and practice, and they'll have it taped. They'll present it in front of the class. They'll present it to other folks, and they'll really narrow down through feedback, through, some practice. They'll hone in on the key issue that they'd like to be able to articulate and share with a legislator. So it really is a concentrated bit of work. It's that's part of that leadership development to kind of keep people from going way off and into the woods, you know, and down into the thicket and really kind of train that lens, really put the focus on the critical issue that matters to them in the moment.
A lot of legislators, whether in Albany or anywhere, are going to listen to people who vote. So how do you convince these people, those who are lobbying, the parents, the people with special needs, how do you convince them to get out and vote? Because that really is what attracts a legislator, isn't it?
Well, we campaign right within the course itself. We also have a lot of the social media channels that we utilize. Sometimes we actually support people by putting them in the car, taking them on down, and or teaching people how to do that. You know, it's interesting that you brought that particular issue up. There was a young partner in Long Island a couple of years ago who came through the course, and he wanted to vote, but he couldn't independently fill out those bubbles, the new bubble forms that are used in the voting booths. And he was upset about that, and he made that his policy issue. He made that his public testimony, and he took it to his legislator, and the best part of that is his testimony led to that old-style lever machine coming right back into use for another several years, 3 years, in the local elections where he was living around in Long Island. So it's that kind of advocacy effort that we really encourage people to think about. How does it matter to you, and how can what matters to you actually have a positive impact on the experience of other people with disabilities?
Kara Blessing is the program director with Partners in Policymaking. For more information on the online course, which has a deadline registration of May 5th, go to nyspip.org.